Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit.
That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages.
Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises.
Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed. You'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Who?
Hello and welcome to another edition of Freaky Friday, where we tell your odd but true stories. It is Friday, September 4th. If you're in the United States, you might have a long weekend. And we hope that if you do, that you're doing it, spending it with those you love, doing what you love, and remembering what it's all about. The power of labor, when we all come together and use our labor for good things, withhold our labor for things that upset us, and celebrate it with hot dogs. Usually, people eat a lot of hot dogs. If you're not in the States, we hope you have a wonderful Friday, wherever you are and whatever it is that you're doing. Today, we have gathered a lineup of six of some of the most memorable, jaw-dropping stories from Freaky Friday's past. If you have got a odd but true story that you're looking to submit, go to sinisterhood.com/Freaky Friday. Submit your story. We would love to tell it on the air. As you listen to these, stories from your past might be conjured up inside you, memories you didn't even know you had. And that is the magic of storytelling. So thank you to everyone who has sent Freaky Friday stories in the past, especially these six folks. And we look forward to reading your stories in an upcoming episode. So enjoy Freaky Friday.
Well, this next one is from Beth, and the subject line is "The Navy SEAL Con Man Who Tricked Us All." Hello, I discovered your amazing podcast back in 2022, and I have laughed my way through nearly every episode. I remember the one from the end of 2019 going into 2020, where you said something like, 2020 is going to be a great year. And I thought, oh, damn, poor past Christy and Heather. Anyways, I digress. Back in 2006, I worked for a university organization, and part of our job was to staff immersive service spring break trips. In the wake of the Hurricane Katrina devastation, we partnered with a nonprofit and brought a group of about 200 college students down to Slidell, Louisiana to help with cleanup and repairs. Each group was broken down into buses, with one university staff member and one, quote, adult staff member. I was assigned to John, who I believe was in his 40s or 50s at the time. I was 26, so everyone was old. John was charming as fuck, telling us wild stories about his days as a Navy SEAL, sharing pictures of his family and kids, and just generally having a great time bonding with our group. He told us he was friends with Jimmy Buffett. They met at a bar in Key West and hit it off, and we, of course, believed him. As we started to do work further and further into the Ninth Ward, John broke down into tears and told us a devastating story. He was on a search and rescue right after Katrina and assigned to a certain area. In one house, the adults had gotten out, but their granddaughter was trapped. John and his team tried to scuba dive into the house, which according to him was fully submerged, and rescue the girl, but they were unable to find her in time. We were all crying at this point. Then he goes on to tell us that after a few months, he was able to get in touch with the family and find out more information about the girl. Her name was Meg, the same name as his daughter. He was crying. We were crying. It was heartbreaking. After we returned home, we started posting pictures on Facebook and tagging everyone, including him. A few of the staff members even kept in touch with him over text. About a week later, I received an email from John's wife, which rocked my socks. According to her, John was a narcissistic liar. He was never in the Navy, cheated on her multiple times, never saw his kids, and was just a horrible person. She said, "I bet he told you this despicable story about how he couldn't save a drowning girl with the same name as our daughter, right? He tells that to everyone to try and pick up women." She told us to stay away from him for our own good. WTAF. We were shook, to say the least. We just spent an entire week with this guy, nearly 24 hours a day, reeling from the devastation of Katrina and hearing the heartbreaking stories. And he lied about this. We felt stupid, foolish, angry. We were definitely creeped out by this sleazy guy that we had basically hero worshipped for a week. I couldn't believe that we were so taken in by this con man, but it was a valuable lesson for all of us to not believe everything people tell you. Thank you for sharing my story and keep on doing what you're doing. Love, love, love your work and your hilarious friendship. Keep it creepy, not sleazy. Beth. And then Beth attached a picture of their group with John in a bright yellow shirt and Beth right next to him. And what a piece of work to cardinal sin. People that fucking do this. It reminded me of The Woman Who Wasn't There, the documentary about the woman who lies about being involved in 9/11. And you're like,
jaw on the floor.
What kind of monster takes this horrible event that affected millions of people and then tries to like jump on the trauma bandwagon? It's so gross and disgusting. And then his wife is like, yeah, he does it to pick up women.
Nasty. Stolen valor to pick up women.
Yes, also, stolen don't valor.
Bring,
yes.
Don't you bring Uncle Jimmy into this. He doesn't know you. He would never in my life.
He would
life,
never he be would friends know. With you, John, if that's your real name.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the good thing. It's crazy about Facebook, though. I think a lot of con artists, you know, he's older and Facebook was new around 2006. I got my Facebook because of my Loyola New Orleans email address. So that's like the first year I had Facebook was like late 05, 2006. So he has been peddling this bullshit for God knows how many decades. He didn't realize, oh, I'm going to go tell all these kids. Then they're going to put me on the internet. Other people are going to see it. And then it's like, the jig is up, you idiot. John, Navy SEAL would have seen that coming. And you ain't one.
I hope that it blew up his spot all over the world, whoever he's told this story to, and that it shut him down and embarrassed the shit out of him. Because
that's gross.
That's just so fucking gross. And like, and then you do look back and you're like, oh, I feel like an idiot that I was crying with this man. But Beth, it's none of y'all. It's snakes are going to do what snakes do. Y'all were just the people that he was happened to be around. Like it could have been any group. And why would anybody not believe that? You know, I mean, it would be unhinged if you were like, you're lying, John. You never tried to save a drowning girl. Like as everyone's weeping, like, of course you're not going to have that reaction.
Or it's awkward. There's like that one friend in the group that's like, he's full of shit. And they're like, you're a monster. And it's like,
yeah, it's probably me. And everyone's like, God damn it, Christy. Can you not? And I'm like, just wait. Y'all will see. I might look like an asshole now, but just wait.
I'm just going to say 100%. Yeah. The amount of time in our relationship, both personal and professional, that I've been like, what about this? And you've been like, I don't trust it. And I've been like, it'll be fine. And then the exact thing you thought would happen. And I'm like, we got to really listen to Christy. She's a psychic. You're like, no, I'm just cynical and aware of things. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'll just be like, let's go on into this
one. Most people, and maybe even me in this situation, like, especially when you're like,
effective.
You're in the ninth ward, you see all the devastation around you.
Oh, yeah.
To prey on people's like emotions like that is so sinister and just, he has a family that he treats like shit. Like, fuck you. Go to that same island with all the other men that are doing shit like this. Y'all all get to live it out and just fight amongst yourselves.
Yeah, Sleazebag Island. They can take him down to the abandoned Epstein Island all on the, there, and then we can burn it down with them on it.
The trash island in the middle of the ocean where all our fucking trash just ends up because of the currents. Just go have him sit him on that. Have him clean it up. That's a good one-way ticket to use your time.
Trash island. First class ticket to Trash Island. Bye. Well, Beth, you did nothing wrong. Thank you for helping clean up after Katrina. That was a tough time for the city. And I only did like one little weekend thing of that, but I had a lot of classmates that were like very involved in the Habitat for Humanity and the rebuilding and the gutting. And then I had my colleagues at work would like take me to show me their houses. And it was, years of family memories, everything up to the second story and stuff. So, I mean, at least he actually did work, I guess. But
I guess I hope he didn't just like wander around and tell these sob stories, and
he probably did.
Used it as just like a fucking ground for his platform.
Yeah, right. He just has his hands on his hips like, this reminds me of the time I was out in Korea. And you're like, get out of here, John. You're full of shit. Well, thank you. Thanks for sending that one in. Sinister Hood, we'll be right back. Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit.
That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages.
Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises.
Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Well, this next one's from Haley, and it is called Pretty Sure My Dad Worked at Area 51. Hello, ladies. Fairly new listener. And I just want to say I found your podcast last year while I was pregnant, and you made me laugh so hard I had to pull over to pee. So thanks for that. You guys are absolutely delightful. Anyway, on to the story. Back in the day, late 70s, I believe, my dad lived in the middle of nowhere, Nevada. An hour to the nearest town and nothing to do but either get stoned or work. His words, not mine. So he did what any young man would do. As much of both as he could manage. He would work doing whatever he could find, from digging graves to fixing power lines. He would jump at any chance to stay busy, and at night he would hang out under the stars and take a little space journey. Well, at some point, he stumbled onto a construction job building airplane hangars in the desert. Good pay and months' worth of work. Sounds cool. What he didn't realize is that this work was on military property. On the first day he showed up, he was greeted by several highly armed men who gave some very specific directions. Do your job quickly. Stay on the construction site. Keep your eyes on your work. Rest assured, we will know if you don't comply. So Pops got to work digging foundation. And being the 19-year-old little shit he was, he decided to look up with his observation equipment to see if they were actually watching them. Spoiler, they definitely were. Up on the ridge was a man with a rifle trained right on him. And as my dad's gaze locked on this soldier, the man nodded once, giving him the chance to drop his gaze. Which he did, because he may be a shithead, but he wasn't stupid. They were not fucking around when they said they were watching. That was his one warning to follow the rules. They never once saw soldiers or vehicles while they were on site during those months. No other buildings or goings-on either, just building hangars in an empty-ass desert. They would be accompanied by one lone soldier who would sit by the open gate that led to the rest of the empty wasteland they called a base. He would read a book and eat his lunch while never saying a word, just there to make sure they stayed on site. One day near the end of the job, something snapped inside one of my dad's coworkers. Maybe it was the heat. Maybe it was the empty silence of the Nevada Deadlands. But out of the blue, the man threw down his tools and sprinted past the man by the gate. All work stopped as he and the other handful of workers stopped to see what would happen. Would he be shot? Would he step on a mine? Not even flinching, the soldier at the gate watched him run by into the empty field, set down his book, picked up the radio on his belt, and said a few words before going back to his reading. Before that man had run more than 20 feet, couldn't have been more than 5 minutes, a military Humvee was pulling up in the dirt beside him, soldiers spilling out as they slammed him to the ground, bound his hands and feet, and threw him in the Hummer and took off. No one ever saw that guy again. Just gone. Dad always said it felt like shit, but he just put his head down and kept driving rivets into that hangar. The quicker this job was done, the faster he didn't have to worry about snipers on his back or faceless men taking him into the desert for a dirt nap, or whatever they did to him. I've seen the place my dad grew up, but I've never been to these hangars because you get stopped before you can even get close enough to see them, and Google Maps has the whole area blacked out. And I can neither confirm nor deny if this base was actually Area 51. That information was obviously not disclosed. But I can confirm the U.S. government has something to hide out there, and if they don't want you to see it, you won't. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And if your tour ever brings you anywhere close to Boise, Idaho, I'll be in the front row.
That really inspires you to work diligently, is to know that someone's got a gun trained on you.
It's the head nod, like, yeah, bitch, you want to go? You want to try something? No, sir. I'm getting back to my work. Definitely, if not Area 51, some kind of government testing. If Google Maps has it blacked out, they're not trying to get people to... You're showing up on a strictly need-to-know-where-you're-going type of thing.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting any details. And that's when we covered Skinwalker Ranch. They talked about Nevada, an area... I suppose it was downwind or it was upwind of the ranch because they were saying that they did a lot of nuclear testing and that the radiation had blown in with the wind. So it could, even if it's not Area 51, like you said, it's something the government doesn't want you to see. It could be nuclear testing, bombs, whatever out there. And your dad did the right thing of like head down, swing the hammer, get the fuck out.
It's so interesting, and maybe it's intentional, that they would hire just... pedestrians to come 19-year-old stoner kids to come do this, but maybe it's because if those people go missing, it's less likely to cause a big stink.
Damn, that's true. Because if that kid was just, you know, kind of like rolling around, you know, job to job, not really keeping a job for a long time, the one that went off and took off running, and then he goes missing, then, you know, if they go, well, we'll keep an eye out for him. But, you know, he's just going from job to job. Maybe he just left town when really he got thrown in a facility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super creepy stuff. That's a good one. I like that. So thank you so much, Haley, for sending that in.
Sinisterhood will be right back. Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit.
That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages.
Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises.
Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This next one's from Misty, and it is called The Motherfucker in the Attic. Picture it, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 2022. It was 2 days after Christmas, and I had just gone to bed with my one-year-old and six-year-old after a long day of playing with their Christmas presents, cleaning up after them, playing with more Christmas shit, and cleaning up again. Just after my two little bed-hogging garbage gremlins had finally drifted off to sleep, my husband, who had just gotten off work, barreled through our bedroom door, 90s boy band hair swaying to and fro with the frantic side-to-side movement of his body. I could tell something had him triggered, but I was not about to hop out of bed to chew his head off and risk waking those two slumbering cherubs, who were surprisingly still asleep. I was about to get pissed, as it usually takes me for fucking ever to get the kids to sleep on my own. On top of that, my lovely other half has extreme anxiety. The smallest movement of passersby in front of the house in broad daylight can set him off. So I knew whatever he was flipping out about was likely not a big deal, and that he was most definitely overreacting. Then he leaned over to me and whispered, "There's someone in our attic." Excuse me, bitch? He dashed to the closet in our bathroom, failing to shut the damn light off as to keep the kids asleep. And then I heard the metallic slide and click of the magazine going into his gun. He bolted from the bathroom door, still ignoring the light, and made a beeline for our garage. I lay there in silence for the next few minutes, with a tiny baby foot shoved into my fat cheek, the kind on my face, not my butt. My six-year-old was currently shoving his back into that part. And then I heard it, the bang of our attic door slamming down on the garage floor. I waited for the sound of it retracting back into the ceiling, signaling that hubby really did overreact, and that perhaps he really just heard a raccoon or an opossum scuttling around up there. But that sound never came. My own anxiety really started heightening at this point. And just when I thought all had gone silent due to a lack of incident, I heard the pop-pop of a gun. Was it our gun? Was it the intruders? Did my husband just kill a guy in our tiny, overpriced rental house in the worst part of the city? Did this intruder just kill my husband? Am I a widow? Are my kids fatherless? I was too terrified to get up and put myself and the kids at risk to go check. I could call 911, but my phone was out in the kitchen charging. I'd have to get up and walk out there, one room away from where this dude was chilling in our attic, just to call for help. I mustered up my courage. I was going to run as quickly as I could to the kitchen, grab my phone, and book it back to the bedroom, where I'd lock the door and hide us away until safety arrived. Just as I pulled the blanket off to get up, I heard the garage door that led into our kitchen slam shut. All I could do was rush to the bedroom door to shut and lock it. Just as I was ready to do so, my husband walked quietly into the room, into the bathroom closet to lay the gun down, and back to the bedside to tell me he'd shot at the guy, but that he managed to flee right back out the same attic vent he most likely entered through. The good news was that the cops had our neighborhood surrounded. The chopper was in the sky searching, but he was out of sight. I checked the public arrest records the next morning to see if he'd been caught, which he luckily had. He was booked on drunken DUI, assault of an officer, and evading arrest. I saw nowhere in the report that he had been charged with breaking and entering, even though my husband did report it to the police that evening. Regardless, his bond was set to a low enough amount that he could easily get out soon. And the worst part about it? He lived down the street from us. Yep, four houses down to be exact. So why did he choose our house to hunker down in? We could have easily gone to his own home? I'll never know. The good news is that we got the hell out of there as quickly as possible. We finally purchased our own home just outside the city, where we live happily with our two dogs, Kevin the Pug and Arnold the German Shepherd, and a whopping crime rate of zero incidents per year. Our realtor told us about a website where you could check this out by typing in your address. Boy, did it come in handy. In hindsight, this shouldn't have been as surprising as it was. The area we lived in was well known for its crime rate, but the neighborhood itself was new. And are you ready for this? Across the street from a police station. We had also had our garage broken into twice before this incident. When we decided to break our lease after the douche canoe broke into our attic, we did so citing safety concerns as our reason. But did that stop our landlord from charging us the $2,000 lease breaking fee? Of course not. In fact, when we discussed it with them, they simply said, "Yeah, well, crime happens everywhere." Dickbags. Keep it creepy, ladies. Love, Misty.
That is so gut-wrenching that your husband, you think he's goofy. He probably just heard a raccoon. And the silence followed by the pop, pop.
Mm-mm.
Just sandwiched between your kids like, well, Lord, I hope he got him.
Or in that moment, it's Schrodinger's attic. You don't know who got shot at. And,
yeah,
you know,
who got who. God, that's eerie. The neighbor, too.
Yeah, I have to. I'm hoping that, I assume since he got a DUI, he was very intoxicated and was just out of his head and, you know, maybe thought it was confused. His own house or just it. We've all been super drunk to where we're like, oh, yeah, I should just crawl in this person's attic to take a nap. Sounds like a great idea at this time. But the problem is in an area, especially where there's a lot of crime, there's a good chance you're going to get somebody coming up those attics with a gun.
Yeah, with some, if a gun, a hammer, a bat, I don't know. You know, you're in not your own house. Go in through the front door so you can make sure that the numbers on the front match the numbers on your ID. That's usually like the best way to go about it. But that's just, and it's very frustrating to have the landlord say, well, crime happens everywhere. And sadly, that's the law, at least in Texas, that unless it's a certain type of a crime, like stalking, sexual violence, family violence, there's a very narrowly drawn because, yeah, there is a lot of crime. And I think victims should be able to leave. But unfortunately, the legislature thinks, well, if we let everybody leave when a crime happens, then everybody leave. And it's like, well, maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Yeah, the problem we should be addressing, not like, well, we can't just let everybody have their money back. Instead, why is so much crime happening?
Exactly. Yeah. Chicken or the egg. Fix one of them. But yeah, that's how it stands right now. So, man, $2,000 to say, really? Because I literally had to chase an intruder out of my house where my children were at home.
Yeah. And they just the kids shrugged. Definitely amp up the fear factor in that for sure. Well, I'm glad 100%. You got out of there because what an awkward thing to have to run into him just while you're out getting your mail.
That's my also, God. That is like, hey. You guys almost shot me. Yeah, you wandered into my attic. Yeah, don't. That's
what
very
a hard
awkward
thing to do. Because an attic vent would be on the roof, right? So do you have to crawl on the roof to do this?
That's what I was wondering. Or yeah, it must have been. Or, you know, some houses, depending on the location of the air conditioner, you can kind of boost yourself up onto the roof. Some people use those outdoor units. Mm-hmm. And then if there is some sort of a vent situation up on the roof, once you're up there, yeah, they may. He maybe was on the run and was like, oh, shit, I see a vent up there, and just hop, 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 like parkouring himself up there.
It's also very dangerous because you don't know once you get in a vent thing if you're going to get stuck, what's in there. Like, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, what's on the other side? We've seen it in a movie 1,000 times. You're trying to escape the bad guys.
Not everybody's Bruce Willis, so don't think you're going to crawl through all these vents. And even he had problems. We all remember
you fall
the rat.
Right through, and the bad guy's right there.
Yeah. So don't do it. And we're very glad, Misty, that you and your family got out and found a great home now. And she can live peacefully, I hope.
Home sweet home.
Sinisterhood will be right back. Insurance isn't one size fits all. And shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit.
That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages.
Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises.
Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This next one is from Bethany, and the subject line is, I see static people. Hi, ladies. I discovered your podcast about a year ago, early 2024. I've been binge listening ever since. I'm up to about August 2023, and I just want to thank you for being a constant source of levity, sincerity, and insightful conversation in my life. I'd already burned my way through Wine and Crime and That's Why We Drink, so I think my Spotify algorithm just knew I needed you two next. In March 2024, I was officially divorced. My ex and I co-parent great together, better than we ever did when we were married. We maintain a parenting schedule where I have my two boys, 7 and 9, every Monday and Tuesday, and then every other Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I mention this because every other week, I go about 5 days without seeing them. On the days I don't have my boys, this house is way too quiet. So you two are my constant companions while I make coffee, work from home, relax, or do anything out in the yard. Thank you. You make those days go by so much faster, and I feel so much less alone with you two in my ears. Anyway, enough rambling. This story is quick and nowhere near the freakiest of stories you shared, but I just had to send this in after hearing another Freaky Friday submission. I could not believe someone else has experienced this too. It was your October 21st, 2022 Freaky Friday episode, and the submission was about static people. My jaw dropped when you started reading it. It was about a 7-year-old girl who'd seen two men walking down a footpath, and their bodies appeared to be entirely comprised of static. Her descriptions of a, quote, static TV or the shit Carol Ann is talking to in Poltergeist had me nodding along furiously, listening intently. So here's my own encounters with static people. It has happened to me twice. The first was when I, too, was about 7 years old. I always slept with my door wide open, and my parents' room was a straight shot down the hall. I was sound asleep in my bed when suddenly I was sitting straight up, wide awake. I wasn't sure why I'd woken up. I remember feeling bewildered as to why I was even sitting up. I didn't even remember doing it. I thought I must have had a nightmare, but my heart wasn't racing, and I wasn't feeling any residual waves of panic or fear. I looked around my room. I'm an only child, and my room was a basic small square. The head of my bed was along the same wall as my door, so to look out my door, I had to turn and look far to my left, over my shoulder. As I scanned my room in the dark, my eyes fell on my open doorway. There, in my door, stood a man. Well, what was very clearly the outline of a man, but the entire form was static, moving static, exactly like a TV with no signal. I swear I could almost hear a static-like sound, but it was muffled. He looked to be about the height and build of my dad, and I can't explain why, but it just gave male energy, which is why I say he. I remember rubbing my eyes and saying, "Dad?" I thought something must be wrong with my eyes, but when I looked back at the figure, it was still there. He seemed to see me, and I just looked at him. Part of me still thought it must be my dad. By now, I had fully turned toward the doorway, so I knew I wasn't seeing things. This wasn't just a glance. We looked at each other for I don't know how long. It was probably just a few minutes. At some point, my 7-year-old self just shrugged, said goodnight, like actually out loud, to the static figure and laid back down. I never felt scared of the thing. In fact, I felt calm and safe. I closed my eyes, and when I woke up again, it was morning. I asked my dad the next day and many days after if he'd tried to wake me up that night. He was perplexed and said, "No, of course not." I know my parents chalk it up to a dream, but to this day, I remember it so clearly. I do remember dreams from my childhood, but I know when they were dreams. I just know this wasn't a dream, but I can't explain what it was either. The second time it happened, I was around the same age, within the same year or two, so I must have been about 7 or 8-ish. It was springtime in West Michigan, and about once in the season, we get a legitimate tornado warning slash small tornado touchdown somewhere in the state.
I remember my mom waking me up to go down to the basement. There was a tornado warning and a siding very nearby, so we went down to our TV room to sleep on the pullout couch. My dad was still sleeping upstairs. He's an old farm boy, and he's the kind of guy who goes out on the back deck to watch the storms come in. He wasn't about to wake up for no tornado warning unless it started to peel the roof off or something. My mom and I were laying on the pullout. I was facing the wood bifold doors of this small square TV room in the basement. So 90s, am I right? We had left the folding doors open, and I could see the storm lighting up everything through the windows out beyond our room. I know I had not fallen asleep yet. We were just laying quietly. I was letting my mind relax and gazing out the doors when I saw a figure, a small figure this time. At first, I thought it was just a trick of the lightning or shadows. I rubbed my eyes and sat up on my elbow. I looked again. Standing next to the folded wooden door was a little girl. Well, the outline of a girl. I could tell she was wearing a sort of frilly dress. She was just standing there, and next to her was a small puppy. It was jumping up at her legs, and you guessed it, they were both entirely static. It was just the outlines of a girl and a puppy. The static was buzzing and moving again. I just watched them for a moment, and the girl seemed to watch me too. I asked my mom if she saw them. She was already asleep and sort of mumbled something at me about going back to bed. Again, I didn't feel afraid. I didn't feel like I should panic, so I just laid down. I watched them until I fell asleep. When I woke up again, it was morning. I have no idea what these experiences were, and I've never seen them again. But hearing someone else write in about these static people absolutely blew my mind. I've always sort of thought they might be ghosts or maybe leftover energies of people. I'm not sure who these people would have been, though. It was an old house built in the 1950s, I believe, so I guess there could have been any number of residual energies hanging about. That's my tentative explanation for these static beings. Would love to know what you ladies think. Thanks for reading. Keep it creepy. All my love, Bethany.
Bethany, first of all, thank you for pointing out the date and the exact
hell yeah.
episode title so people can go back and listen if they want. I remember that story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't forget something like static people.
You don't. What? It's very interesting that in both of these stories, y'all were seven.
That is interesting to me, and I don't know the exact age, but I think the Division of Perceptual Studies at the University of Virginia that does like near-death experiences, past lives for kids and stuff like that have said that like the past life stuff starts to fade like around 7-8 years old. So it's like the susceptibility is different earlier, or if you don't believe that it's, you know, supernatural, it's like maybe you're psychologically you change or whatever, but the idea that maybe like younger kids can kind of see through the veil or don't know not to look at that, like their brain doesn't know to like filter that out. I don't know.
Doesn't know to be scared. Yeah. But I'm glad that you weren't scared. I mean, it sounds like I think you would have known to be scared if it was scary, but they seem just like a calming presence. And ever since someone was like, what if ghosts are just people in other timelines look and they are in our they think we're the ghosts, and so now I'm always like, what if they're just living in their world looking, and you're like, well, why is she down in the basement all of a sudden? Is it because the storm's going on out there, or maybe in their world a storm isn't happening,
right? You know? And it's like, this person's just here. You think about like what has been in the room that you're in right now, like where you're at in your office. People lived in that house before you. That was maybe a kid's playroom. So then in, you know, 15 years ago. So 15 years ago, are they like, I just saw the outline of like a blonde lady in a hat saying motherfucker a lot. It was like laughing. And there was guinea pigs everywhere. Or like, I'm in a spare bedroom that was like a kid's room, I'm sure, however many years ago. And it's like, this bitch won't shut up. There's this brown-headed lady and a gargoyle and a fucking McGruff the crime dog. And they're like, go back to bed, sweetie. It's just a dream.
Yeah, that's they're like, we're going to go to the doctor tomorrow, get you on some medication. It's like, it really is happening. I know it's wild, but it really is happening.
You don't understand. There's a popple. There's a moon with its mouth open constantly. It's just, it looks like it wants to
there's
fuck the
giant
mouth.
Horse head and with blue hair. And sometimes and she puts it on, but then she gets too hot. She so she's got to take
dances.
It off.
Yeah, it's like a David Lynch scene, just like dancing horse head lady body. I'm ruining some kid's life.
We haven't even talked about the corn skull.
bad. And they're like, eat your corn, Junior. I can't. It'll get me in my dreams. So you're right. Like, what if, I mean, if it's like time is just slices of bread and we're all in the same place. Mm-hmm. It's like everything everywhere all at once. Sorry. But also you're welcome, people who used to live in our houses, that you get free entertainment like this.
I told you when we went to have our little self-care pampering day the yes. other day, we got our nails done. And then I was like, what if we just went next door and got a massage after this? You're like, yeah. So absolutely. We did. And during my massage, I just kept thinking about the massage therapist and like how, not even in a massage way, but just like, I wonder what all her hands have touched, like mm-hmm. how many babies she's held, how many like kids when they're crying, because she was an older woman, you know, like mm-hmm. how many tears has she wiped away? How many homemade meals has she made? Yeah. Well, and she's like rubbing my hand and I'm like, our hands are touching. We don't know each other. Mm-hmm. Like we just, but like energy is shared and we kind of like create the energy around us. So then I was just like trying to be a cool vibe. So I would shoot it through my hand.
I think there's something to that because the fields around us are the electromagnetic field of our heart it emanates like 3 to 5 feet away from us. And so in sort of this like torus shape to where there is machinery that can detect it from that far away. So if machinery can detect it, I think we can. I don't know that we're like dogs. You know, dogs can smell more than we can smell. The smells are still there. We're just not smelling mm-hmm. them. Me and you are smelling.
There's a lot of shit we can't see because so our eyes can't see it.
I was going to say, the spectrum of light is crazy. Mm-hmm. And we only kind of see these things. We were driving down the street the other day and I was like, I see all these. This was in the middle of the afternoon. I swear I was not high, you guys. I was just like, look at all these trees and how green they are. Because, you know, it's spring. Everything's coming back. And I thought, I see green how I see it. Mm-hmm. And you and I can point at something within reason. Because you've got the way I pick something out in an edit for a short film today. And I go, I just want to say that was a Christy Wallace level of attention to detail that 6 years ago, there was not a chance that I would have noticed this. But like the fact that we generally kind of go, oh, yeah, that's green or whatever. But like, it could look like different to you. Yeah, I just wouldn't know it. It's like my eyes see it one way. Anyway, all that to say is we all think our perspectives are.
And there's no
way to
really know it. Because even if you're explaining like, right? Because it's like this shade of green. It's like a leaf green. You're like, yeah. But your idea of leaf green could be my hunter green.
Yeah.
Or turquoise or, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it is, colors are
totally different
when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. But I feel the same way about like smells and sounds, like there's stuff that we can't hear that dogs can hear or whatever. So I feel like if it is emanating such that a machinery can detect it, then I think that on whatever level, conscious, subconscious, we get a vibe. Like, mm-hmm. and I think that that is not a too much of a off the wall, wild thing to say. No. So, I would agree, like when you are thoughtful about it and you're like pushing positive energy, I'm sure she felt that in a positive way. I'm sure if people are like, get off me, or like feeling all weird as a massage therapist, you're probably like, this person hates this. And I
can tell. For real. And like, you can walk into a room that you haven't been in and there's just a group of people and within be like, this is a welcoming space, or things feel tense. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have you walked into a room? You're like, you could cut the tension with a knife in here. And it's just, no one's talking. Everyone's energy is giving off this weird frequency.
Yeah.
So like last night when you're over here and my beautiful son, who has decided that he just naps now again during the day,
no.
which is great until it's 10:30 and he's
like
wide fucking awake. So I was laying with him in bed and I was like trying to change my energy mm-hmm. to be like calming, because he was right against me, because I was like, he can feel this. In my head, I was literally picturing like a white light, like enveloping him and mm-hmm. calming him and stuff. I mean, he eventually fell asleep. I don't know that I did magic and worked that one out, but there's something to be said about that. I mean, for sure. There's people that give off good and bad energies.
Oh, for sure. And I'm sure like you laying there, if you were like, God, I'm so frustrated. Like, just go to bed. Mm-hmm. And just like the you know, the buzz that we have oftentimes around us, like the thought that you're cognizantly saying, okay, I want to quiet that so that I can push forth this other energy. I bet there's a way to measure that. I don't know it. Maybe it's the God helmet we talked about on our mini-sode recently. Yeah. Maybe it's like the electrodes that they put on, that Spangler puts on Rick Moranis' head and
Ghostbusters. I don't know. But there's got to be some way to, I don't know, measure that. Because like we said, with the brain waves, they can measure when you're in a meditative state. Mm-hmm. So it changes your body physiologically when you get into these states, whether it is just I'm going to calm myself or I am going to go and meditate for real for mm-hmm. however long. It does something to you. So who's to say, you know, Vivian using the magic to get the beings away? Like, I don't know, maybe we're all just working on our psychic
blood, man. Also, Tommy just the other day used Ghostbusters 2 as another reference to explain something else I was talking about.
About knowledge.
If you hear negative things a lot, it changes you biologically. Mm-hmm. And he was like, just like in Ghostbusters 2.
The ooze.
I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, the ooze would get affected. And I was like, God damn, everything can be traced back to Ghostbusters.
That's why it's one of my favorite movies. But it's true. It's like with plants. They like mm-hmm. if you scream at them versus if you like talk good to them or dogs. One time mm-hmm. I asked the internet, I was like, what can I do to make my dog know that I love her so much? Because I want the goose to know. And it was like, talking to them about your day in a positive, pleasant voice, that gives you the uplifting, happy feelings just because they can tell by the tone of your voice.
Yeah.
So I there's something to be said about that.
Yeah,
about
for sure.
If we're all one, then you want to only put out good stuff because that's what you're going to get back.
Yeah. Yeah.
This all dovetails to a Patreon bonus content we have not recorded yet that I'm sitting on like a loaded spring and I cannot wait to do with you.
Which one is it?
I can't tell you because I'm sitting. It's a Heather save. So I've saved some good stuff.
So it's a Heather save.
But there's one segment of it has to do with kind of like woo-woo stuff like this that I'm excited about. Because I think TikTok has connected a lot of people that in like Reddit and the internet forums and stuff. We're being connected on belief systems that we possibly were like, oh, I always did that as a kid and I never knew that other people did that or whatever. So figure it out.
We're all just static people, man.
Hell yeah. Turn off the TV, baby. Well, thank you, Bethany. That if anybody else out there has seen static people, write in. And if you know what they are.
If you are one. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you're listening to it in your realm.
You're going to be like, we got this submission and just says, shh.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, I can't
read
it.
We get a video submission for Sunday Scaries. And it's just like them, but it's like, filming themselves talking. Oh,
selfie
my God.
Style, static man doing a selfie. I would come unglued. But thank you, Bethany. And yeah, let us know if anybody else has seen him. Sinister Hood, we'll be right back. Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit.
That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages.
Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises.
Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This next one is from Alex, and she says, I think my house is haunted by a feminist, and I love her. My now ex-husband, as most ex-husbands, started out great. He worked hard, nurtured me, and was all around a good guy. After we got married and he moved into my house, he promptly quit his job, took up drinking, and started spending my paychecks faster than I could make him, while he did nothing but sit in the spare room and play video games for 20 hours a day, and completely ignore me. He was a 30-year-old man for reference. He would check my bank account, and if I spent any of my money on myself, he would accuse me of stealing from him or call me a gold digger. Have you noticed it's always the men with zero gold who are most concerned about it being stolen? Eventually, due to his drinking, the whole situation devolved into physical abuse, yelling, and screaming.
breaking my things, and even showing up at my work to pick fights. I divorced him as quickly as I possibly could once I realized this wasn't going to get better, as any attempt to resolve or heal or communicate was treated as an attack and was used as an excuse for more violence from him. One day, shortly before I told him he had to move out of my house, he was in his room playing video games, and I was in the kitchen doing dishes. He came violently stomping down the hall and screaming, "What? What the fuck do you want?" As he turned the corner to find me confused and elbow deep in a sink full of soapy water and his dirty dishes. I asked him what his problem was. He said, "You, what's your problem?" I asked him what he meant, and I said I'd been right here for an hour cleaning up after him. He said I kept coming up behind him, leaning down his back and sighing heavily right into his ear. He said I had done this 3 times before he finally asked me what I wanted, but then I didn't answer. God forbid he look up from the games, right? After the 4th sigh, he was so pissed he had to stomp around for a while. I swore to him that it wasn't me, as I'd been right here cleaning. Of course, he didn't believe me and went back to his games. About 30 minutes later, he came out to the living room with his laptop to set up and play games there. I asked him why, and he said, "Since you want my attention bad enough to lie about the sighing and then start whispering my name, I figured I'd just come out here." I told him again that that wasn't me. He said he didn't believe me and even fought with me about being a liar. But he never set foot in that back room again, so I know he believed me at least a little bit. Before moving out a few months later, things just kept getting weirder for him. Bathroom light shutting off while he showered, towel and clothes ending up on the floor on the other end of the bathroom, freshly purchased groceries being soured the first time he tasted them. Lots of what felt to him like shoves and touches and hearing whispers and sighs, sometimes even shouts waking him from his sleep. And I swear it was never, ever me. I did not mess with him. He was terrifying. This may all have been him losing his mind, but before he moved in and after he left, I've always felt like I had a peaceful, symbiotic relationship with the spirits, I believe there are two, in my house. And never in my 15 years there have I ever felt any hostility towards myself. It just gets dicey if a man comes in and tries to be mean to me. So I fully believe that my house is haunted by a feminist, and I hope, if I ever move, that the spirit will come with me and protect me everywhere I go. I love you guys and your podcast. It's the best part of my day. I only recently discovered you a few months ago, and I've been working my way through the whole history of shows. I'll be sad when I'm caught up, but I'm also excited to hear all the stories. Thanks for everything. All my love, Alex.
Fuck yeah. This I is love the this type ghost. Of ghost we all want in our house.
It's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. He's like, hey.
This will be me when I'm a spirit. I'll just go around telling avenging. Men to fuck off. What an idiot, too, that like, you can't, after the first time that I felt somebody breathing down my neck, wouldn't you turn around and be like, what? But 3 times it's happened. He's so engrossed in Grand Theft Auto or whatever the hell he's playing that not, he just can't even turn it off. He had to take it to the living room, which is also such a loser thing to do. Like this guy, capital L loser, and Alex, I'm so glad you're not in that relationship anymore. You deserve way better. And the spirits know that too.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you have spirits that got your back that are like, we're going to get him the fuck out of here. We'll help you. Thank you for your part, the living, but allow the dead to also take our part as well.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, we're going to get him out of here. It's like, thank you, Barbara. I needed this help. Mm-hmm. Whatever your name is, I appreciate you. You should leave them like a little offering or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Appreciation. Sounds like you said you already have a harmonious and symbiotic relationship. Fucking with his groceries is good, too. Like them. I like that the ghosts were like, we're not just going to whisper. We're not just going to blow in his ear. Not just going to sigh. Also, you have your towel and your clothes right next to you when you shower, and they're on the fucking other side of the room on the ground. That would absolutely piss me off. So these are very good little like
inconveniences. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The sour food too. That almost sounds demonic, but maybe they just let the milk out, set it out on the counter and put it back in.
I'm like, I'm just going to spit my little ghost spit mm-hmm. in there. You don't know.
It's maybe sour. Ghost spit does it. Yeah.
Sour as fuck. Well, good for you, Alex. And I hope that your protective ghosties go with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
Sinisterhood, we'll be right back. Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit.
That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages.
Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises.
Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Next up is from Megan, and its subject line is stalked by a murderer. Hey there, I've been loving Freaky Friday and decided to share my own brush with true crime. I grew up in the south suburbs of Minneapolis, Minnesota. When I was in my early and mid-20s, so about 10 years ago, I had a group of friends that hung out frequently. We went to the bar, spent summers on the boat, and had house parties regularly. We had a core group of people and then a bunch of folks who just came around when they could. One of my friend's neighbors would occasionally come around. He was younger than us, just freshly 18 and awkward, but they'd known him a while and we wanted to help him feel included when we could. He was quiet, but soon, after he started coming by more regularly, he went from a little awkward to odd to scary. One night at a fire, we heard movement and noises around the yard. It sounded like someone was throwing things occasionally. We found out after the guys went searching and found this kid. He had been watching us, laying on the ground, hiding in bushes and behind trees, moving around and making noises on purpose. He'd apparently done this before. This was just the first time we'd caught him. The creepiest night, though. After a party, we'd all gone to bed and thought he'd left with everyone else. My friend, who I'll call Chris, and I were laying on the futon in the basement, talking in the dark, when all of a sudden, this kid walked down the stairs. Without a word, he walked past us, sat down in a recliner across the room, facing us, and just sat and stared at us. Chris said something to him, but he didn't answer. I was on the outside of the futon. Chris was against the wall. He quietly told me to switch spots with him, so he was on the outside. We both tried to pretend to fall asleep and just wondered what was going on. There was enough light coming in that we could see that he was looking at us, and he sat there for hours. I eventually fell asleep out of exhaustion, and he was still there, but he was gone when I woke up a few hours later. We were all a bit freaked out and didn't really invite him around as much anymore, but were nice if he happened to stop by. We just all got the creeps after those few incidents. Not long after these incidents, in 2014, he was in the news. One night, he shot his father while he was asleep. From what I know, they had a strained relationship, and he apparently told investigators that he just snapped. I feel bad for the entire family and have sympathy for the difficult relationships he seemed to have with his parents, but after his behavior, it's scary to think about what might have happened. I've included a link to the original article, as well as one from 2020 when he tried to appeal his life sentence for both of you to read if you're interested, but I thought it would be better to leave real names and exact locations out. Thanks so much for the hours of true crime and paranormal entertainment. I love the legal insight you're able to offer. I hope to be able to catch a live show sometime soon. Stay creepy, Megan.
Well, I'm reading this article, and it appears that he shot his father in the head while his father was sleeping and then called 911 to say his father had been killed. The detective showed up, looked around, and eventually said, okay, well, we're going to find out what happened here. You should just tell the truth. And he said the truth is
that it was me. And his parents were divorced. He had moved back in with his dad after getting into an argument with his mom. And he said his dad blamed his mom for the divorce, even though he said his dad left the mom. So it sounds like there was a lot of pent up resentment and anger. He also said his dad had some very strict religious views and was trying to impose those on him since he had moved back in. But he said when he came downstairs to get something to eat, saw his dad was asleep on the living room floor. And he said, I don't know what came over me, but I went to the gun cabinet, got a shotgun and some bullets and did what he did. Keep your gun cabinets locked. That's one thing. But it's very chilling to think that you could just look at your parent that's sleeping there and go and get a gun and go and do that and then go outside, call 911 and wait in your dad's truck until the cops show up. And
he was sentenced to life imprisonment, and then they tried to appeal his sentence because mm-hmm. they said they weren't allowed to utilize mitigating factors when determining sentencing. Not weren't allowed, but failed to consider mitigating factors, which was that he was developmentally delayed and he was the victim of psychological abuse, mm-hmm. which could have gone to maybe explain his behavior, his reaction. And that the argument was that violates the Constitution's Eighth Amendment protection against cruel and unusual punishment. But the Minnesota Supreme Court upheld the sentence and said, that's something for the legislature to determine. Like, that should be, if that should be considered, it should be part of the sentencing laws and guidelines, not for the Supreme Court, the Minnesota Supreme Court, to legislate from the bench. Essentially, the dissent said this is a really harsh case, and it reflects an overly rigid, inflexible view of the Supreme Court's Eighth Amendment jurisprudence, and it an inconsistent application for standards of defining adulthood, because he was 18. Mm-hmm. But if he's developmentally younger than 18, then have you just sentenced a juvenile to life in prison when you wouldn't normally do that if they were on paper 18, you know, mm-hmm. taking into consideration their development. So
are they saying that the psychological abuse, that perhaps that's what he's referring to with like the strict religious stuff, and they're saying that should not be taken into account when saying this contributed to why he killed his dad, and therefore maybe he gets a lesser sentence?
They're saying that, yeah, he was not, that was not considered yeah. in lessening his sentence.
Yes.
Nor was his age. And I believe they said, the opinion said, this is an extremely tragic case. He was only 1 week beyond his 18th birthday.
And it also happened on his dad's birthday.
Yeah. And the record is replete with evidence of his cognitive and social delays and years of psychological and emotional abuse. So there's a rule in Minnesota that you can mitigate based on age and these other factors with juveniles under the age of 18. And so they wanted to apply this rule to him, although he was 18. He was barely 18 and also had the developmental delays. But they're saying that's something for the legislature to say this can be applied beyond just what the rule currently says, which it's very important. Lawmaking is very important for sure. That reason, because you don't, you know, like I said, we see a result that we say, well, this is harsh, an overly harsh application of this. Do we as a society want to see that type of punishment or more rehabilitative punishment, and that takes into account how somebody got to where they are?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for sending in your Freaky Friday stories. If you have an odd but true tale, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/Freaky Friday. Speaking of freaky, if you've got something creepy caught on camera, you found a weird or unexplainable clip online, or maybe you just have a funny video you need us to see, send it our way and we'll live react to it during Sunday Scaries, our weekly live stream over on Patreon. As you're listening to this, we are going to be off for the next 3 weeks in September, so we're going to be off September 6th, the 13th, and the 20th, but we will be back September 27th. We just have some travel. There is a totally free archive of back content, not just bonus content, but also the whole Sunday Scary stream archive. You can go watch the videos, and they're unedited over on Patreon, totally free. If you like our free episodes, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free to see what we're up to next or dive into over 1,000 hours of bonus content. We've got some brand new bonus content coming for you, including a mini-sode. We call it a mini-sode. It's
about the, it's actually just a regular episode length, on the Afro Man defamation trial and all of the antics that came out of that, as well as a Dear Sinister answering some of your personal advice questions and a Reddit relationship advice segment. Some of them sent in by you, some of them found by me, all of them. If they're not jaw-dropping, they're head-shaking. So please head over to Patreon and check all of those out in the coming days this weekend. And in the meantime, there's a whole back catalog of content like Judge Christie, True Crime Headlines, Heather Saves, Unpopular Opinion, Am I the Asshole, and so much more. We also offer free trials, so you join for a week at any of the tiers, binge all this content we've been talking about, check out the perks, and cancel anytime before the trial is over without getting charged. But when you stick around, do an annual membership, you get 1 month free, and then on Patreon, you get ad-free episodes, monthly live stream Q&As, quarterly live bonus content, weekly audio bonus content, minisodes, merch discounts, and a community of the best listeners on the whole internet. Don't forget to head over to sinisterhood.com and click shop on the top banner to check out merch like t-shirts, mugs, totes, stickers, and even clothes for your kiddos. And while you're on the website, you can do things like review the show. You can submit topics and cases you'd like us to cover. You can find fun things like topic-based playlists where you can share the show with friends. And you can grab your cabin for Crime Wave at Sea 2027. We cannot wait to hit the high seas with you, with Henry and Ed from last podcast, with Case File, True Crime Garage, True Crime Campfire, Paranormal Chicks, Unexplained, so many more friends like Dan and Lindsay from Scared to Death. We had such a blast last time. We're going to have such a blast with all of you again this time. Go to crimewaveatsea.com. Use code SINISTER. $99 down. You get $100 off your stateroom. You get a private meet and greet with us. And basically, we just get to go on a vacation together that you also get to see some amazing podcast perform at. So go to crimewaveatsea.com. Use code SINISTER and get your cabin before they are sold out. You can follow us over on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. Like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. You can follow us over on YouTube and TikTok at Sinisterhood Podcast to watch clips from the episodes, live streams, and more. And if you are looking for a unique and personal gift for the Sinisterhood fan in your life, or you want to treat yourself to a pep talk, book a cameo now, from happy birthdays to birth announcements to congratulations on whatever you've accomplished. We will create a customized video that can be immediately viewed and sent. Not only is it a thoughtful gift, but it's perfect for when you don't want to deal with the hassles of shopping, last minute, going to the store, or if you're looking for something that's a totally unique gift. Go to the website cameo.com/sinisterhood and order yours today. Find Christy on the internet at Christy or GTFO and at Christy M. Wallace on Instagram. You can find me all over the place at Heather versus the World. As always, the devil rules the airwaves. Keep it creepy.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.